this emergency situation. And because if you look at the figures, you will see that adults with type 1 diabetes continue to wait up to a year for routine appointments and up to 2 years for recall appointments. And this is despite the HSE's own guidelines stating very clearly and recommending that patients with type 1 diabetes be reviewed every 6 months. And why is that? Because we know that patients with diabetes run a significantly greater risk of developing one or more severe health complications due to conditions compared to the general population. Then these figures, without a doubt, make for harrowing reading. Cardiovascular disease, kidney function, neuropathy, eye damage and even amputations, these are just some of the many complications associated with the condition if the symptoms go unchecked. And despite all of this being avoidable with the appropriate and timely medical intervention, then it's reasonable to assume, given the length of delays, that patients in Donegal, in Leitrim and in Sligo face a heightened risk of suffering from such complications given the unacceptable delays in accessing care. Because serious resource and staffing problems are continuing to go unresolved throughout diabetes services there in the northwest, including paediatric, including transitional and adult diabetes care. In terms of adult care, Minister, a second additional full endocrinologist post remains unfilled, despite it already having been sanctioned by the HSE Advisory Committee. Similarly, parents and advocacy groups have expressed disappointment at the fact that the vacant consultant post at Sligo University Hospital is now unlikely to be filled by a consultant paediatric endocrinologist to complement diabetes services there. At Letterkenny, while long overdue efforts are being made to recruit additional dietitians, there's still no sign of a dedicated post for diabetes care. And it takes no pleasure for me to remind this House that the entire Seal to Healthcare group remains without a centre of excellence for diabetes care, despite commitment after commitment from Government Minister, including the Health Minister. So the question is, why are the patients of the North West, in your eyes, less entitled to these services than are their counterparts in the rest of the state? Because let's call this what it is, Minister. This is postcode healthcare, where the people of the Donegal and the North West region are made to feel grateful for the little services that they're offered to them and that they should be happy with their lot. But they're not. They're not happy, and they're standing up and they're demanding that this government take action, that they provide the centre of excellence, that they provide the additional full-time endocrinologist, that they ensure that the second post in Sligo is there, that they ensure that the investment is made in pump therapy and in the other areas of diabetes services that are required for patients in the North West. This is about saving lives. This is about improved healthcare outcomes. It is also about saving financial resources for the HSC. So what action are you, Minister, going to take? The floor is now yours, and I'm demanding on you to respond in the positive to the fact that people are waiting for 2 years for a recall appointment in my home county, and it is unacceptable on any level for them to have to wait that length of time.
On behalf of Minister Harris this afternoon, I'm aware that the Deputy has some concerns about the resourcing of diabetes care services in the North West. However, he can be assured that this is a matter the Department, the HSE and the Sale to University Healthcare Group are addressing through recruitment and through the provision of extra resources in the North West. I understand there is a high demand for this service in the North West due to the elderly population. However, steps are being taken to address this requirement. In Letterkenny University Hospital, additional registrar support has been assigned in order to support the Mundley Endocrinology Clinic. In addition to this extra support, a number of diabetes-related posts have been recruited in Letterkenny University Hospital. A consultant endocrinologist and a team supported by a consultant physician with extensive endocrinology experience have been filled. Full-time podiatry cover and a clinical nurse specialist have been appointed in addition to an advanced nurse practitioner in training for the paediatric diabetes service. Further enhancements are planned in order to address diabetes care services in the North West. Additional posts have been advertised to be filled in Letterkenny University Hospital. A dietitian post is currently being processed by the National Recruitment Service for appointment, and recruitment is ongoing for a consultant endocrinologist, a clinical nurse specialist for paediatric diabetes, and another position for the adult service is ongoing. Diabetes services are also being advanced at Sligo University Hospital. Having raised this issue with Sale to University Healthcare Group, the Department of Health has been informed that the procurement process for the diabetes day unit in Sligo University Hospital is underway, and the HSE is advised that construction of the new diabetic centre will take place in 2019. With regard to diabetes care services for paediatric patients across the group, a paediatric insulin pump service was initiated in May 2015. This service is based in Sligo University Hospital with outreach clinics in Letterkenny University Hospital. A locum paediatrician is providing this service in Sligo and Donegal, with the permanent post to be advertised in coming months. In Galway University Hospital, a paediatrician is due to take up their post shortly. Diabetes care services are not only provided in an acute care setting, GPs also provide a diabetes cycle of care in the Northwest. In October 2015, the structured diabetes cycle of care was introduced for adult medical card and GP visit card patients with type 2 diabetes. The cycle of care enables qualifying patients who are registered for the service to avail of 2 annual visits to their GP for a structured review of their condition. This initiative aims to improve clinical outcomes for patients and reduce complications often experienced with this condition. To date, nationally, almost 100,000 patients have been registered for the diabetes cycle of care by their GP. To conclude, Deputy, I'm aware of the current situation regarding diabetic care services in the Northwest, and the Department of Health is monitoring the situation. The Minister notes that the HSC and indeed Sligo University Healthcare Group are carrying out a broad range of measures in order to improve diabetic care services across the Northwest.
You've informed me of what's happening, but let me inform you of what's happening on the ground, because some of that, when you put it together in a two-pager, it might sound grand. 1 year wait for your initial appointment, 2 year waits for your recall. Now, there's a reason why the HSC say that you should be recalled every 6 months. Every 6 months, in the period of 4 years, you'd have 8 checkups if you lived in Cork, if you lived in Dublin, if you lived in Waterford or Louth or Monaghan, or any of the other counties outside of Donegal, Sligo and Leitrim. But if you happen to live in that region of our country, in that same period, you only get 2, if you're lucky. And the list is getting worse. The length of time is getting worse. And we all know, and we can talk about health budgets and the amount of money that is spent in relation to diabetes and treating conditions as a result of diabetes, which is substantial. We know that prevention is better than cure. Serious consequences, which I outlined to you, and we are, or the government or the state, is allowing for patients just because they happen to be born or live in Donegal to have worse health outcomes because you have refused or not sanctioned in time the necessary personnel to deal with their care. Like, there is nothing here in what you've said that gives me any type of reassurance that the people that I'm dealing with on a day-in, day-out basis in Donegal, that they're going to get recalled any time sooner than 2 years. Indeed, the second endocrinologist post wasn't even mentioned. You talked about a position in Galway, but yet the position that's vacant in Sligo wasn't mentioned. The Centre of Excellence, which the entire Sligo region doesn't have, was not mentioned in your response. So when are the people of the Northwest, my people, the people in my region, going to be respected by the HSE and provided the services they have? This is like, if this was my son or daughter, if it was my wife, just imagine, because you live in a certain part of the country, that you're going to have worse care and therefore worse outcomes in managing a disease which is very manageable, if only the personnel were there. So I'm asking you, and I finish on this, Ken Corley, the advocacy group sat with the minister. I was there, as was all their deputies. We heard all the promises, we heard all the good words and all the rest, but it hasn't materialised. We need action, and we need action now. So I'm asking you to take it away, to talk to your officials in the HSC, and to ramp up the pressure so that we have real delivery and we can see these waiting times, which are going in the wrong direction, being reversed and going back in the right direction.
Obviously, we are working here, Concord, against the backdrop of an increasing prevalence of diabetes in the community. And the diabetes programme, which has been established, National Diabetes Working Group, with the joint involvement of healthcare providers in primary, secondary and tertiary care sectors to devise methodologies for caring for these patients. The HSE National Clinical Programme for Diabetes, led by Professor Sean Dineen, have also established a guideline development group chaired by Dr. Kevin Moore and consisting of a multidisciplinary membership which includes two patient representatives. I appreciate for the Deputy some of the national steps that are taken are going to take time to work their way into it, but just assure the Deputy that there is a recognition of the challenge that has been presented. There is an acknowledgement of the difficulties that exist in your area, and they're not unique to your area, but they certainly are existing in your area, and I certainly will do what you've asked me to do, and that is to return through my department back to the HSE to increase the pressure on the management that is managing that service to ensure that it's getting optimum attention from the highest levels within the HSE to address the waiting list and to address the shortcomings that are in the service, particularly recruitment, and to ensure that that is speeded up. So I certainly will do that for the Deputy.